We continue Hilchos Mezuzah and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph. Hasayif Chabayis, Chutz Laretz, if somebody rents some home in Chutz Laretz, the halacha is part of a mezuzah. He's part of from putting up a mezuzah for Shloshim Yoyim for the first 30 days. The loy have a deir's kva, since it's not a permanent dwelling. This halacha only implies in Chutz Laretz, in Eretz Yisrael, because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that as soon as you move into the apartment, even though you're just renting the apartment, the halacha is that because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you chayv in a mezuzah right away. And the way the Beis Halevi explains this is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael gives the home that you live with in Eretz Yisrael that level of permanence. If somebody, however, signs a lease where he's going to have the house for more than 30 days, there are many opinions that hold that in those circumstances, since there's a lease signed, even in Chutz Laretz, the halacha is that you put up a mezuzah, and that there is a question, should the mezuzah be put up then with a bracha or not? The Aruch HaShulchan seems to take the approach that even a bracha should be made. If somebody owns a hotel, so people who rent rooms in the hotel are coming and going. So there, the Paiskim say, even though normally, as we know, the halacha is, the obligation of the mezuzah is on the tenant, not on the landlord. Here, since the tenants will never be chayv in the mezuzah because they're not there in any sense for 30 days or more, there the owner should put up the mezuzah. Another halacha is that if somebody rented an apartment and he put up a mezuzah and then he ends up buying that house, does he have to take down the mezuzah or not? The Shas HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak says that even though originally he only was a tenant whose level of obligation is much less than an owner, since he put up the mezuzah and he made a bracha, he doesn't have to take down the mezuzah and put up again with another bracha. He compares it to somebody who makes kiddush on Friday evening and he made Shabbos early, and then when Shabbos comes, he doesn't have to make kiddush again. Sifcha beis hayotze min habayis. If somebody leaves the home, Yisrael acher yikonos lo adasham, and somebody else was going to move in, lo yitel arishon el mezuzos, the first person should not take the mezuzos, el yanichem, he should leave him, v'asheni yishalmo avuram, and the second one has to pay for it. When is it considered that you're living in a house? So the Michas Yitzchak paskins that it does it as soon as you bring your furniture and your belongings there, that it becomes your house. You don't have to actually be sleeping there. Why, if somebody leaves a home, may he not take the mezuzah? So the Tosfos Masech Bamitzi explains because it could cause damage that to the ruchnius to the person who's coming in, to the person who's going to move in. Another pshat that the Ritva suggests is that the mezuzah represents that the Shechina is there. By taking off the mezuzah, you're leaving the home without a Shechina. You're chasing away the Shechina. And also it's considered a bazaar to the mitzvah that you're leaving the home without a mezuzah. If somebody, however, is renting the apartment from a non-Jew, if there's a concern that the non-Jew is not going to treat the mezuzah with the proper respect, then the halacha is that he could take off the mezuzah. Even if you're leaving the apartment and there is no tenant or buyer ready for this house when you leave, if the chances are that the person who's going to come is going to be Jewish, then the halacha is that you should not remove the mezuzahs. Even if the person who's coming is Jewish and certainly will put up mezuzahs, the halacha is that you may not take those mezuzahs. But the second person should pay you for the mezuzahs. If he doesn't want to pay you, that doesn't give you a right to take the mezuzahs. What is the halacha if you have beautiful mezuzahs and you want to get paid the value of those expensive mezuzahs? The new person that's coming into this apartment says, I don't need such expensive mezuzahs and I have no reason to pay for them. So what is the halacha? So some paiskim suggest that it's a fair claim. Even though the halacha is that if somebody ruins somebody else's esrig, and the esrig is an expensive esrig, the person who ruined it can't say, well, if it was up to me, this esrig, I'll bring you another esrig that's kosher. I, the owner of the esrig, could claim, I had an expensive esrig, you borrowed that esrig, you damaged that esrig, you have to replace it. That's in that case, because in that case, he damaged my esrig. And if somebody, the Chacham Tzvi explains, if somebody damages your esrig, he is responsible. Here, this person didn't do anything to damage the esrig, to make me put up expensive mezuzahs. So the fact that I put up expensive mezuzahs and now I want to be compensated for that, that should not obligate the person who's moving in. So what should we do? There are expensive mezuzahs. Here we're learning I'm not allowed to take off the mezuzah, but the person who's moving in is not ready to compensate me, pay me for expensive mezuzahs. So what should be done is that the first person may remove those expensive mezuzahs. He should preferably have a reason to remove those mezuzahs. For example, he should be taking them down to have them checked. And then he puts up mezuzahs. The mezuzahs he puts up need not be expensive mezuzahs. They need to be kosher mezuzahs, but they need not be expensive mezuzahs. And then, for those mezuzahs, the new person moving in should have to pay. But as we just learned, if he doesn't pay, I have very little recourse. Sif Chof Gimel. Chayv Adam Lezar Ma'oy B'mitzvahs Mezuzah. Everybody has to be most careful with this mezuzah mitzvah. Neshechivus HaKol Tamid. This constant mitzvah. A person that has mezuzah on his door, every time he enters his home, he remembers Shmoy Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, he remembers Kodesh Baruch Hu. May somebody live in a house without a mezuzah? So the answer is technically you may, but you're over a mitzvah asay that the Torah says that you should have a mezuzah on your door. Every time you see the mezuzah, you remember how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. V'yeir mishnosai, he'll wake up from his slumber. V'shiyoser, and his mistakes behevli as man. In the times that we live, in the difficult times that we live. V'yeidan hishin okein tava oimid la'olam la'olam elamim. Nothing is here forever. El yadis tzor ha'olam, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person looks in the mezuzah and remembers that, v'yad hu chayz l'datoi, that will put him on the right track for Hoylich Vadarchi Mesharim. Amar Avicenna, Chazal teaches, Komishesh, Tulim Barosha, whoever's Tulim on his head. Ubizroyan, Tulim Shi, Rosh, and Tulim Shi Yad. But Titzma Big Dine wears Titzis, Umezuzma Pesche, and Umezuzma on his doorway. Muchzakush Loyechta, that will protect him from doing Averis. Shiesh Loy Maskirim Habim. He has many things that remind him. The Hain Hainam of Malachim, and these create the Malachim, Shematzilai Say Malachtoi, that protect them from doing Averis. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Choyne Malch Hashem, Sovav Lirei of Yechatzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Malachim around us to protect us. Oram Rabban Senuzal, Bavoin Mezuzah. If somebody's not careful about the mitzvah Mezuzah, Rachman Tzlan, Bonav Benoisim Mezim, Tanim, his children die when they are young. The Kol HaZob mitzvah, whoever is careful with this mitzvah, Yarichu Yomam, will have Arichas Yomam, long life, Shnem Liman, Yirbu, Yemechem, Mevenechem. And as the Mepharshim point out, not only is this a Ruchnius protection, it's even a Gashmius protection. And I saw that the word Mezuzois stands for Zoz Meis. The mezuzah causes to push away death from anyone. And since the purpose are the mezuzahs to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein k'shiyetz v'pesach beisah, when he leaves his home. V'keim k'shenichnas, when he comes into his home. Yenashik oisah, he should kiss the mezuzah. Avlo yenicha sayara al mezuzah atzma. Don't put your hand on the mezuzah itself. Yuzah, you should be careful. Shetei zechuchas al Hashem. There should be a glass covering, a transparent covering, a lucite covering over the Shem. When one leaves his home and he puts his hands in the mezuzah, Yomer should say the pasuk, Hashem shomri, Hashem tzili ayad yamini, Hashem yeshma tzaisi v'ayim mi'atavad oylam. Sif chav zayin, mitzvah sayoch, mezuzah sayochid, the mezuzah that belongs to an individual, nevdeka shnei pamim b'shem v'shonim. It should be checked once, twice every 7 years, every 3.5 years. The halacha is that somebody moves into a home that already has mezuzahs. So if he knows when those mezuzahs were checked, so he should wait for 3.5 years from that time. If he doesn't, however, know, then he should check them. Immediately. The halacha also is that when somebody bought all the mezuzahs for his home at the same time, and now it comes the time to check it. So what he's going to do is, he's going to check some of the mezuzahs, and then want to say that since it's the ones that he checked are good, and all the mezuzahs he had came at the same time, it's safe to assume that they're all okay, and therefore I don't have to check the rest. That is unacceptable. When we're learning now, you have to check the mezuzahs every 3.5 years. The halacha is all of the mezuzahs. And the Sefer Mezuzah Beisecha says that somebody who does check his mezuzah on a proper basis, it's a school of Arichas Yomim, to live long. He'll be protected from Shadim, and he will have wonderful children. And that's why there are some people who check the mezuzahs every year during Elul, during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Shalrabim, the mezuzah of a city or something like that, Shein Latrichalim, there's really no individual who is responsible. There, Nevdak Shtepam Biyom Moival, those mezuzahs are checked twice in 50 years. Simen Yubeis, Hachanas Hagufla Tfila, or Mekai Mishroilus Baal Shem. We start learning Hilchas Tfila. And the Rambam in Hilchas Tfila, Perak Aleph Halach Aleph, says mitzvah saselus bal b'chol yoyim. There's a mitzvah to daven every day. Shnemel of the b'chol avchem. Vamr chachamim a chazal teach us. Ezu avoidish b'leiv. What is considered avoidish b'leiv? Zu tefila. V'chi mitzvah zu shi odem eschanan umespal b'chol yoyim. The obligation is to daven each day. Umagit shvachu shal kodesh baruch hu, and speak about the praise of Hashem. V'akach yishal tzrochav, and then ask for whatever you need. Shu tzorchlem. But you have to really supplicate when you daven for whatever you need. And then again praise Hashem for all the good that He gives us. This is what the Torah obligates us to do. Kivan, continues the Rabbam, when Klal Yisrael went into Golus in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, Nesarva, so we became intermingled around the world. When Ezra and his Bezdin saw this, they instituted the Shemona Esri that we know. Shalach Rishon is the first three brachas, a Shvach Hashem, praising Hashem. Shalach Achronis, the three last brachas, a Haidah, represent thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Emtsayis in the middle brachas, Yesh Bem Shelz Kol Advarim. They represent what we need to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kain Tekno Shemina Tefillas Kaminyan Kabbonis, the Tefillas were instituted corresponding to the Kabbonis that we daven. A person, when he davens, should try to have proper Kavanah. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we daven with the proper Kavanah, the Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misava L'Tfiloson She Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and looks forward to Tfilos. The pasuk so says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Ksiv the pasuk says Hichon L'Klas L'Kach Yisrael. Before one davens, he has to prepare himself properly. Pirish Yochan Atzmai L'Fnei Hashem Yisbarach. He should be properly prepared for davening. Shiyabesh atzatzmo, he should put on mabushe, covered, nice clothing. Kishayolach lemispalo, when he goes to daven, kimi shayolach fnei snan nichbad, as if he's going to meet an important personality. Vafilo mispalo bebeisa biyichidus, even if he's davening alone at home, yabesh atzatzmo kuroi. So if somebody, for whatever reason, is davening at home, he should dress the same way as he does when he goes to shul to daven. In a place that the minig is to wear a gata, a belt, a special belt, when they daven, that's what you should do. One may not daven at shiach bas atzmai. And even if one has the minig, not to wear a gata, not to wear that special garment, he has to be careful. There should be something separating the upper half of the body and the bottom half of the body. One of the halachos of tefillah is one may not daven when wearing gloves. Sif Beis, Toiv Litein Tztaka Kaim Tefillah, a person should get Tztaka before he daven, Shnem Ani B'Tzedek Echsa Paneka. But even though the halacha is to give Tztaka before you daven, there's also a minig to give Tztaka by V'Yivarach David, when we say L'cha Hashem Agdul V'Agvura, we should give Tztaka both times. Gam Yikavalov Kaim Kol Tefillah, before one davens, he should take upon himself the mitzvah haftar rech kamaicha. V'chaveni should have a mind le'ev as kolechem Yisrael to love every Jew kenafshay as himself. Kim chasu shom yesh pered levavus Yisrael lamata. If there's disunity between Klal Yisrael and this world, as gam lamala ein esachtus, that prevents unity in Shemayim. Avos esachtus begufeim shlamata. But if we are have achtus in this world, it creates achtus and shemayim. And when you have that achtus, all the tefillahs come together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When all of our tefillahs are connected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts those tefillahs. Sif Gimel. Ksiv, Shema Raglcha Shetelecha Beis Elokim. Watch yourself when you go to daven. That means the urine. One has to be careful before he davens to check if he doesn't need to use the bathroom. And if he feels the slightest urge to use the bathroom, also he may not daven. One may not learn Torah in such a situation. He may think the Divrei Torah, but he may not verbalize the Divrei Torah. There's a question if he's allowed to do a mitzvah. So there are many issues that have to be discussed. If it's a mitzvah, if it's not a mitzvah averis, if it's a mitzvah that could wait, of course one should not do the mitzvah when he needs to use the bathroom. If it's a mitzvah that is averis, if you don't do it now, you may not have the opportunity to do it. So their halacha is, if you needed to use the bathroom before you did the mitzvah, so their halacha teaches us that you shouldn't do the mitzvah if you need to use the bathroom. If, however, it's a mitzvah averis, that the time is passing, and when you started doing the mitzvah, you did not need to use the bathroom, you may continue. V'filu b'divrei Torah asa, a person can't learn, kozman shebegufa meshukutz, his body has waste in it, until he properly goes to the bathroom. But the Evid, if somebody davened when he needed the bathroom, if he assumes that he could have held himself back the amount of time, an hour and a 20%, a fifth of an hour, tefillah. If not, I feel by the Evid, even if he davened in such a way, the Mishnah Brura, the Rikvega says, why is the halacha stated in Hiluch Parsa? Why isn't the halacha defined in amount of time? So Rikvega says, because sometimes when somebody is sitting, it's easier for him to control himself from needing to use the bathroom than when he walks. And therefore we have to think, if you were walking, would you be able to hold yourself back? If somebody needs to use the bathroom and the Zman Krishma is passing, so then he shouldn't say Krishma himself. He should listen to Krishma that's said by somebody else, and then when he'll be able to say Krishma, But there are those that hold, if you can hold yourself back that amount of time, he may daven. It can be relied on that if somebody could hold himself in for this hiluch parsa, then the halacha is that, and we're worried that he won't have a chance to daven, that he may daven that way. The Paiskim are also more lenient if it's that he only needs to urinate versus if he has to go for gedolim, he has to defecate. If somebody is positive that he can't hold himself back from passing gas until he finishes Krishma and davening, it's better that he should let this man of Krishma and Tefillah pass with davening without a clean body. And if this happened, he lost this man Tefillah. Honestly, it's an accident. Come on, and we're going to learn the halacha. What is the halacha of somebody missed a tefillah? If somebody says that sees that he can at least control himself for the time that he says Krishma, he should say, after he says the bracha, he should put on the tefillin, and then and make a bracha, say Krishma, and then take it off. These halachas, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, only apply to the tefillin. When it comes to tzitzis, one may wear tzitzis even if he needs to pass gas.